Recently, there was an announcement of over $1 billion for what's called the Modern Manufacturing Initiative. Now, I'm not really certain what this means. Is this about trying to make things in Australia that we used to make before and that we found out during the pandemic that we probably could do again?
Well, look, to a degree, there is a bit of that, but also it's about making sure we take advantage of the niche capabilities we have here when it comes to manufacturing in Australia. You know, we did realise through COVID and through ensuing trade matters we've been dealing with major export markets and importers like China, that we do need to be a little more sovereign when it comes to our own manufacturing here in Australia, that we are able to manage and survive better when our freight lines are cut off the way they had been through COVID. So this is about helping grow a lot of those industries here in Australia. Now, this is not about restoring the car manufacturing industry. It's not about restoring the capacity to build white goods here in Australia. It's about identifying opportunities and key strengths we have here in Australia to actually create new industries here. Now, 30 years ago, we didn't have a defence manufacturing industry in Tasmania, but we have elements of it now, and many of those businesses exist up and down the northwest coast and right throughout the state. Businesses that traditionally worked in areas like slide-on campers, but are now doing parts of work for high-level defence industries. So, you know, the British Navy commissioned a Tasmanian business to install and manufacture the evacuation ramps. It's those sorts of, from their naval vessels, it's those sorts of businesses that we're looking at working with. There are some key areas that we are looking at, and there's six priority areas. They are the medical products sector, food and beverage, which is very much up the Tasmanian alley, resources, technology and critical minerals processing, and there's some of that I know of. I only met with the representatives of the aluminium industry a little earlier on this morning. Recycling and clean energy, again, a strength for Tasmania. And, of course, also defence and then space industries as well. So they're the key priority areas, and they're the industries in which we're going to look to support as much manufacturing as possible.
So how will that support manifest? Will it be in helping them to retool and things like that?
Yeah, look, so basically there are grants of between $100,000 and $1 million. There's a $30 million fund to support commercialising ideas. We know that sometimes when a business goes to a bank with an idea they have, it can be difficult to demonstrate something that hasn't yet come to full fruition. So we want to partner with those businesses to ensure that they can make those ideas stack up. So $30 million of support there with grants of between $100,000 and $1 million. And at the end of the day, when these things are proved up, and I say when, because a lot of these ideas are true blue winners, that means local jobs.
Yeah.
It means we're able to, instead of shipping raw materials offshore to places like Korea, Japan, China, for instance, and then buying the value-added product back here, we can actually do the work here, employ the people to do it, which is a great boon for the economy, more jobs, more people spending money in the local pub, et cetera, and everyone wins out of a program like this. So I'm very, very proud to be supporting
it. It's true what you say about going to the bank for a loan to do something. Imagine, you know, Wi-Fi was an Australian invention, but imagine the bloke that invented that going to the bank saying, I've got an idea for this thing called Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you can't see it, but believe me, it's a good idea.
Exactly
right.
Very good example, I think. Also, great news last week, of course, that half-price airfares are going to be subsidised by the federal government to 13, or is it 14 now, because Hobart had a bit of a grizzle and got themselves included. But I know you represent all of Tasmania, Jono, so I'm not going to draw you down that line, but it is great news for Tasmania in particular, isn't it?
Yeah, look, the good news is that Tasmania is, in effect, fully covered with this scheme. Look, with JobKeeper coming to an end in its current form, this is about supporting an industry which has done it tough, and that is the tourism and hospitality industry, and in particular, of course, the aviation sector has done it exceptionally tough with the opening and closing of borders, which I understand has been done for necessary, you know, absolute necessity.
Oh, I don't think there's been too many complaints, honestly. We all understand why.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, but that uncertainty has caused issues for the airlines, and hence for that reason they've been constricted in what they can do. So this is about supporting those businesses, airlines, to get people to our regional communities so that they can actually spend money in these tourism businesses so that those people who work in those businesses are meaningfully engaged. And that's what this is about. So $1.2 billion for 800,000 half-price airfares starting on the 1st of April. People, of course, can book now, but running for 3 months. This is going to actually be a massive boost. And I was talking to a representative from Qantas just earlier on, who fly in and out of Devonport, as you know, and they said they have never seen the amount of activity on their website as they are now when it comes to bookings for places like Devonport and Launceston. And
that's fantastic.
The same would apply for Burnie as well. So, look, all four mainland major airports in Tassie are covered by this, and my message to anyone who has friends and relatives on the mainland, get them to book, get them to do it soon, because soon these planes will be full. Make sure they have their accommodation sorted and all the other things they're going to do, because it's going to be a very, very busy autumn and winter when it comes to visitors coming to our beautiful island.
Yeah, and Tasmania is beautiful in autumn too. Don't take that for granted either. And the other thing too, of course, is that this works both ways. So if Tasmanians haven't been able to go to the footy or things like that, or the theatre in Melbourne, they might be able to now for a bit less.
Exactly right. I mean, look, we all have friends, relatives and things to do on the mainland. This is a good opportunity to go and support a very, very resilient industry, but one that's done it tough in other parts of the country. So if you are going to go to the footy, if you are going to go and see some friends who live in outback New South Wales or wherever it might be, make sure you go and spend some money in the local businesses there, because that's what we're trying to incentivise. Those businesses need your support. Get out and do it and help your fellow Australians get through this time.
Absolutely. Now, you're Assistant Minister for Forestry and Fisheries, and the Australian Fisheries and Aquaculture Outlook Report was released very recently. Looking back at 2020, like the fishing industry, the aquaculture industry, it's been a tough year, but I think the gist of the report was saying that the future is still fairly bright.
Yeah, that's right. Look, 2020, as you say, a terrible year for many, many sectors. Seafood has been no exception to that, sadly, and in fact, in many respects, continues to be one of those, just like tourism, very hard hit. Freight and export markets have been tough with the lockdowns. Of course, restaurants and cafes have been closed. We've tried to support the industry through $670 million worth of support to get goods to overseas markets, and $4 million to help market seafood as something Australians should buy and put in their weekly menu at home. But look, as you say, while 2020 has been tough and we've provided support in that time, the outlook is pretty bright. Over the next 5 years, the report you referenced there, the Australian Fisheries and Aquaculture Outlook 2021 report, does show that there is some growth on the horizon over the next 5 years, which is something businesses look to when it comes to certainty for investment, ensuring their workforces are kept on. Some of the key statistics that come out of that report show that seafood production is going to increase at an average annual rate of around 1.6% out to the end of the period of time we're talking about.
So this is despite the fact that some of our markets, to China in particular, have almost dried up?
Yeah, look, and the good thing is that industry have been very dynamic in their response to that. There are markets elsewhere. China will remain an important trading partner, and we hope that the matters that we've experienced with China will be resolved. But there are other markets: Japan, South Korea, the United States and other parts of North America, the Middle East as well, and new markets in Europe that are opening up have been incredibly valuable. And through this, Austrade have done a huge amount of work with industry, but industry in particular, who've led the way, are finding these markets. So hence this outlook. It says, and just on that, exports, in terms of value of exports, will grow, and that's set to rise at 1.8% from this year, and going to reach a value of $1.4 billion by 2025. So there's some amazing statistics there. And for us in Tassie, salmonid production, of course, is going to grow at a yearly average of nearly 5% over each year for these 5 years. So this is a huge growth area and something I think Tasmania will benefit from. So there's good news there. We've got a lot of work to do, though. We've got to make sure we diversify our markets, support these people that work in these industries. Most of them live and work in Tasmania, would you believe, in regional communities. So that's why it's important, and that's why I'm happy with the news that's come out of this report.
It's all predictions at this stage, but let's hope that the figures come true. Jono, thanks for your time as always today. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Good on you, Martin. Look forward to catching up.